Well, good morning, Grace Church.
Good morning.
Good to see you all.
Good to see you too. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. It's always nice when my son is glad to see me. That's right. There were times when that was not the case. Well, if you've been a part of Grace Church for some time, then you know that we are committed to the Great Commission. Now, you might know that the Great Commission comes out of the Gospel of Matthew. And basically, there, Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, told us that we were to go and make disciples of all the nations, teaching them to obey in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, baptizing them in Jesus' name, and that we were to take grace, the grace that we've received, essentially, and we were to take it beyond the walls of our own comfort, beyond the walls of the church, into the communities around us, so that the world would know the wonders of what Jesus had accomplished. That is, the restoration of sinful mankind. And as part of our desire to take grace beyond the walls, we send out a team. We've been sending out a team now the last couple, 3 years to Dakar, Senegal, because we have two missionaries there, Bill and Kathy Martin, who've been there over 20 years, who came originally out of this church family. And we want to be able to partner with them. We wanted to be able to partner with them more significantly. And so we began to send teams. And this year, in March, we're going to be sending another team. So I wanted to invite them to come forward. And so you get a chance to hear what they're going to do, and you'd be better able to pray for them as they head out on their mission later in March. So I want to invite Marty Ahrens and Jessica Chakowski and Mitch Noel, if they'd come up and join me. And welcome them to the platform. You can sit wherever you like. How you doing, brother? You okay? Yeah. It's a dangerous place to sit on my right.
I know.
I was told that Bible studies, I always pick on the person to my right. Ray attests to that. Yeah, so you are in the hot seat, bro. Well, I think what I'd like to do, let me start with a word of prayer, just settle hearts, and then we'll get into some questions. Father God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you love us and you allow us in all our imperfections to take part in your perfect plans, that you have chosen to use the faithful to minister in your name, to be the means by which the testimony of the goodness of Jesus goes out to the world. What an awesome privilege that is. And Father, now we just ask that you would settle into this time and make this conversation pleasing to you and uplifting, and with the Spirit's help, inspiring. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let me start by asking, what are you going to be doing in Senegal? That's right. We just start right over there. Yeah, the team obviously is not gelling. You know, they threw it right under the bus.
Not at all. We actually just had a wonderful meeting last night where we were going over our day-to-days, and so we will be working with a group of 15 college-age students in an English camp, so furthering their English skills and having some fun along the way.
Now, will the days be constantly in their presence, or how does the days look?
Marty, ladies first.
I'm a gentleman. I gotta be nice.
So what's going to happen is we have the opportunity to help teach English to the students that are in the camp. So we start with a devotional amongst ourselves first, and then the students will come to the camp. We play icebreaker kind of games. There's going to be a movie, and they watch a bit of the movie every single day, and the movie is going to be dealing with bridging the gap, you know, moving 100 feet. It's 100...
100-foot journey.
A 100-foot journey. It's the one about the cooking, where they have the French restaurant and the Indian restaurant and everything that goes between the two of them as the two restaurants and lifestyles as they begin to bridge that gap, which is what we're asking the students to do, learning English, utilizing the movie, themes, scripture, and Bible story to help perpetuate that goal.
So you say they're learning English. What language do they speak?
They spoke French.
They speak French primarily?
Arabic. Yes.
And
Arabic.
And Arabic as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what brings the students to you? How do they know about you?
So I believe they have a school. So based on the school, so that's what we're going to work with is a student that already registered to be in the school, and then we're going to work with those students.
Okay, so because they're already coming to the school, this is an add-on, this is an addendum to their regular coursework?
Yes.
Correct. So if you think of Converge as a huge umbrella, Converge Christian Group, underneath that umbrella, there are various spokes that come down to the handle, and the work that Bill is doing is one of those spokes. There's also a children's school that's one of those spokes. There's the Engage English Center, which is one of those spokes. There's a Bible translation that's one of those spokes. And it brings all different kinds of Christian organizations into CAR together to create this experience. So what we're doing with the group right now in English Camp is part of an ongoing program for adults, young adult students in business or at the university who want to advance their English program.
I see.
So what we're doing at the camp is going to create a situation in which those folks will go out and possibly tell other folks about what is happening with Engage and bring even more young people into the Engage English Center School, where they continue their education in English, utilizing examples from Scripture.
So how are you preparing for the trip? what are you doing to get ready?
Well, we've been pretty much meeting since January. We've been meeting in class, so we've been pretty much Scott, who's actually been wonderful, teaching us, training us.
You mean Scott Taylor?
Scott Taylor, okay. Yeah, who really been teaching us and training us based on how we should be and also the culture in Senegal. And at the same time, what do we need and what we don't need to bring in for that training.
Have you guys come across anything in the training that has either surprised you or just gotten your attention in a different way?
A whole lot.
Yeah, I was going to say. So, yes, we meet for about an hour. We've been meeting before this service, and again, starting since January. And there has been a constant throughout of learning just some basic principles of evangelism and what it is to spread the gospel and what it isn't necessarily, what we might think it is. And he talked about the cultural part of it. So the basis of it is really just bringing that pure gospel, just what that is in it, at its root, and kind of not bringing the Americanism to it, or even the American Christianism to it, and really just sticking to what it was that Jesus' mission was in the Bible, was just to spread love and the belief in him and that salvation story. And so I think that's been critical, too, is separating what is evangelism and how we reach people that are in such a very different immersive culture, and that's the other part of it, is we've really dove into what Islam is and what it is to be a Muslim and how it's different, how it is very different from where we live, where we're not, at least where I live, I'm not immersed in a Muslim Islam culture. And so that's been a lot of that too, in learning more what is traditional Islam, and also we even went into delving into what is folk Islam. So there is Islam that was started by Muhammad, but then there's also traditions that have come up that aren't the original, and what that means for how we would reach people when we're there. And so everything has been new to me. So it's definitely, and my poor husband has to listen to all my questions and like me droning on about like, so I need to talk to you about this. You don't need to say anything. I just need to talk about it. So so it's been very interesting along the way.
Anything else? Any you guys, anything that stood out in as part of the training?
Well, absolutely. One thing that in here in America, we as Jessica said, we focus, we think like Islam, all of them are the same. Until you really start digging, dive into the differences. You know, as Jessica said, you got folks in Islam, you got the Shia, you got the Sunni, and all of those things, and how to communicate with each group different. And that's the difference really opened my eyes. And at the same time, even though, like, I know people, I have friends who are Muslim, it was always hard to find a way to get them on the same page. But now I know how, because of the training and you know, how to bring them together, just making sure that we find a common goal, and that goal is to making sure that we bring them to Christ.
You know, I've read that one of the powerful parts of the culture there is that the local imam has a lot of authority, and that, you know, scattered throughout Dakar are all these imams who have their own congregations, but they kind of rule those congregations, and they're the final authority. Is there anything about the methodology that you're using that kind of plays on that thought of a central teacher, a central leader, that kind of builds into what you're doing?
I think our experience is very different, because in the experience that we present, Christ is the central
leader.
Imam. Yeah, Christ is, and so things have to be. Whenever we engage in a different culture, we need to bring a little bit of them and a little bit of us, you know, that 100 feet to meet somewhere where we can begin to have a dialogue to understand each other. And there's a very good book that all of our mission teams use. It's a book about disciple making and disciple making in other countries, what is and isn't working out there. And in this kind of disciple making, the Bible or the Word of God and studying Jesus is what goes into the Bible discovery session. And then learning, understanding how we might change our lives to better reflect what is going on, what we interpret inside the Word, and then moving out into our lives. That makes individuals responsible and not one of the omans, which is, it's a very different perspective, but it's powerful.
Yeah, you have to find a way to break into that cultural milieu and then work within it. So why go on a trip, and what made you decide to go?
Well,
a long way away.
Well, for me, when I start coming to the church, I believe my wife and I and son, we start coming in December of last year. I remember we met this young man outside, and he's like, "Hey." And then we're like, "Hi." And then my wife been watching him on online, so I have not met him. And I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" And he's like, "Hey, I'm Wes." I'm like, "Wes, okay." Like, my wife already say, "Well, I know him already." And I'm like, "Okay." So we start coming in every day, and then I start getting to love the church. And then I heard a mission trip. I'm like, "Oh, that's very interesting. I always want to go somewhere, you know, preach the Word of God and try to, you know, get more people in." And then I pray about it, in my private prayer with God. And that was one thing that I always bring, is that I can go one time, you know, one day, and then the opportunity came, and, you know.
So you had kind of an interest.
I took it.
You kind of had an interest in the background.
Yeah.
And then you saw the opportunity and prayed on it, and then took that step, step of faith.
It was pretty much my wife and son. My wife was like, "Oh, we get all three of us." I'm like, "Are you sure all three of us can go?" And then
once we start having conversation, I'm like, I think I'm gonna go first, and then we can, you know, go next time, and that's the decision. But I love the word, and I love exactly what, you know, what the mission of this church is, and that's why I fall in love, and that's why I definitely go. And at the same time, it's something that I'm running through. And at the same time, one thing I always say is that I'm going not to bring anything, but also to receive from what the people over there have for me.
Cool. Any other reason why go?
I think they know me too well already. The holy answer, I think that my holy Christian answer is I felt called. I've been in missions. My parents have taken me on mission trips, and I felt called to go. The truthful answer is I'm impulsive, and I thought it sounded really cool. And I'd seen all the other teams go, and I was like, we couldn't go in the summer because we had other things that we couldn't go for those ones, and I hadn't necessarily been a member and for the other trips when they had gone. But I was like, this time of year, I was like, actually, I can go, so I'm going. But, I mean, we discussed it, and it was fine, and I could go and everything. But I, at the same time, I guess I would add on to that, though, that I think God called me on that bluff, and I'm loving that because I feel like I thought it was going to be one thing, and I'm learning and growing through the process of what this is and how this is very different from any mission trip I've gone on. So I, you know, it's one of those things where I thought I was smarter and getting away with something, and God knew better. So it may be the opposite of Mitch's story, but either way, he gets you either way, I think, is the answer to that.
I think what I heard was righteous impulsivity.
That's a really smoothed over word.
I think there's something there. Yeah.
Redeemed rebellion is probably more like it.
Yeah, now I'm having trouble. But what an interesting thought that, you know, it's kind of in there, and then you jumped, and then started to pray, and then God seemed to say, yeah, no, this is what I got, but it's going to be different than what you may have thought. I love the way God shapes things, you know. Even our stumbling, if we'll keep our eyes fixed on Him, if we'll keep looking toward Him, He takes our stumbling, and He has a way of molding and turning if we're open to it, so we can see it. So, hey, Marty, why are you going? This is like the third time.
Third, it will be my third time, and I think I'm more leaning toward what Jessica was saying. So we went a couple of times, and then Kent left, and he was in charge of mission, or, you know, he moved on, and he was in charge of missions, and Wes called us all together, and I was like, oh, great, Wes is going to take this on, and I can just kind of be a guide on the side and help whoever's going to be in charge, because for 2.5 years, my industry closed, and it 2.5 years without work. And it had just opened. And I didn't want to have to be around to dedicate all my time to this. You know, I need to get back out there and do my job again. And so I said, you know, God, I'm here, I'm open, I'm ready, I'm yours. I'm gonna go, and I can be whatever assistance you want, but I just don't think this is my year for Senegal. I think other people might want to go. However, if you want me, you need to be very direct with me. Otherwise, I'm just going to step back. So we're all sitting around, and Wes is, you know, talking away, and then talking away.
As blah, you know blah, how blah, he blah, does.
Blah, Charlie Brown.
Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So Wes is talking away, and in my head, I'm saying, okay, we're getting to the meat of this, God. Remember, if you want me to do this, you need to be very clear and direct with me. And as soon as I finished saying that, Wes turned to me and said, and sister, we need you to be in charge of the English group because you've been there before and you're in the travel industry. And I was like, oh, okay, God, I guess I'm going. Yeah. So I think it's an answer to serve. And of course, you know, once that happened, you know, the heart just opens up. But but just being open to God's call and then being obedient to that pull.
Are you anxious about going? Do you feel any anxiety about it?
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go?
Yeah.
Any nervousness?
Nervous? No, I don't think I'm nervous.
I don't think anything can make me nervous.
I think on this point of my life, I don't think anything else can make me nervous.
All right.
I think so far. only nervous is when I met this young man. I was like... That was the only time I got nervous, but I said, like, you know what? He's a cool dude.
So yeah, we're going to have a lot to process afterwards. There's the blah, blah. There is the direct, you will go. By the way, I don't stay away from me for the next trip, because I am going to come find you and say, you're going. You got to go. Hey, as we wrap this up, because we're short on time, how can the congregation be a part of what you're doing?
I want to speak to that. And because our congregation is so exceptional. So we're going to go to Senegal. You were so helpful with VBS, and now we're going to Senegal. So we're starting 21 Days of Prayer. Scott's going to run that. But helping Scott is going to be Rose, who's in Florida right now, Ted Suttmeyer, and Jonathan Fisher is going to help also. We have booklets that we need to put together, because they create the booklet for the camp. We reproduce it, and we put it together. So Bella, Hannah, and Hannah are going to get a group of young people together, and on the 13th, did you see how all of this is happening way ahead of time? It's already lined up. On the 13th, we're going to meet in the small room. Jessica's husband is bringing the special stapler from school, and we're going to fold all those documents and staple them. We're on a prayer meeting, and one of the missionaries in their prayer asked for French and Arabic Bibles. They didn't know how they were going to get them. And I said, oh, you know what? I bet our congregation will buy those for you. So we now have 17 French and 5 Arabic Bibles in the mission room in the suitcase, because we're going to fill the suitcase. And I just know people from our group, our church, are going to participate in purchasing those. And it just keeps going on and on and on with people coming in and helping out. Even Sterling, even the children are asking, can we pass out the prayer cards? You know, we have different prayer cards every week. So now Sterling is helping today to pass out the prayer cards. It's a beautiful, in fact, it is so beautiful that Bill and the consortium has said, Marty, can we use you as a touchstone? I do a lot of the organizational stuff. Can we use you as a touchstone so that other churches around our country can come and see what Grace is doing? Because Grace is phenomenal in their support for our mission.
So
we're the model.
They participate as they answer those calls for specific needs. It seems like Grace is going to participate as you engage in the 21 days of prayer. Grace is going to participate by praying for you individually and lifting you up. And just that encouragement, just that encouragement as we go forward. Because we're all in this together. This team is going. But you recognize, of course, that we are all in this together. We've sent this team represents us. And so as we support them and pray for them and lift them up and give financially, we are all participating in what's going on in Dakar. And we're looking forward to the time when they come back and they get to share with us what they've seen God doing, and we're going to be able to celebrate with them. So let me end with a quick word of prayer. Thank you for going, and thanks for taking this time and doing a little interview. I know that can be kind of uncomfortable. So let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the way that you're at work in this brother and these two sisters. Thank you, Father God, that we get to participate along with them. Thank you, Father God, that your Spirit is the one who empowers them. They don't go in their own strength. They go empowered by you, carrying your words, your grace, and they are your servants. So, Father, we entrust them into your care and keeping. We look forward to seeing them off. We look forward to hearing how you're going to be at work. And Father, build in us Make us increasingly your people who carry your world to your word rather to the world around us and across the globe. And we'll just give you thanks and praise that we can participate in what you're doing. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.